You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Taylor, Big Show is going to go down to T-Mobile Park on Wednesday. It's a day gamer, 110, against the Boston Red Sox. Join those guys. By the way, $2 from every ticket sold benefiting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Excellent.
Which is a foundation that's very close to those guys. So tickets are on sale, KISW.com. I think they have a couple of different sections to choose from.
All right.
But either way, spend the afternoon down there with the Daily Mix Morning Show. And check out some Mariners baseball, as they got a little sweep over the weekend there against the Cleveland
Guardians.
Yeah. Why is that the one I always had the hardest time with?
I do too, man. I really do. You say the Guardians.
I got the Commanders
now. Baseball, I just can't remember.
You know, but for some reason with the Guardians, it takes me about 5 seconds to figure it out.
Right.
I just feel like you just say Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah. Much easier.
I don't know why.
All right. So, game time 110, Wednesday, T-Mobile Park. Join the Daily Mix show down there. All the details and how you can get tickets at KISW.com. All right, it's a random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Matthew, welcome to the program and the random question. All right, let's see what we got for you. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Do you have, or have you ever owned, what I would consider to be a funny t-shirt? Something that says something whimsical on it.
Well, I have a collection of Ray Troll t-shirts, if you're familiar with those.
I don't know if I am, no.
He's an artist out of Alaska, but he mixes comedy with biological stuff. So he has t-shirts like, what was the last one I get? What was that? Empire Without a Cod. So it had like Darth Vader fishing for cod. I remember he had Pulp Fishing, and it had Samuel Jackson,
okay,
and John Travolta in a canoe.
Yeah.
All right, I dig that.
All right, how many of these do you have?
Oh, I probably got at least a dozen of them.
And what's your favorite?
Spawn Before You Die.
Spawn Before You Die.
Yeah. What is it, Ray Tool?
Troll, T-R-O-L-L. You can look him up online. He's pretty famous.
But they don't. It's not pronounced troll.
Yeah, it's pronounced troll. T-R-O-L-L.
Okay, troll. Troll. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. I think my favorite shirt growing up, it was my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, whatever. They used to like to ski. I did not ski, but they had gone skiing. They visited me in Baltimore, and they're like, hey, we got you a shirt. And I think I'm 12 or 13 years old. My father chuckled. My mother did not. I had to take it off in school. Anyway, so there's two companies. One, I believe, Rossignol makes skis or something like that. But Head, who makes tennis rackets, yeah, skis and all this. So the shirt just said, give me Rossignol and give me Head. And I thought it was hilarious. And they explained, hey, you know, it's actually a company. I'm like, okay, cool. My dad's like, whatever, man. My mom's still a little on the fence. I'm like, but mom, it's a company. She's like, fine. So I wear it to school. And that morning, she's like, I really don't think this is going to fly. I'm like, I'll just explain that it's a company and that's the ha-ha. And I explained to my homeroom teacher that it is, in fact, a ha-ha. And I still had to take it off and put on one of these school t-shirts. She's like, I get it. I'm not saying it's not funny. But you're not wearing that around school.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, they would send kids home in high school. I had a buddy. He had an Iron City shirt on, which is a beer in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right? But it was a Steeler shirt.
Okay.
So it had, like, Terry Bradshaw on the front or whoever the hell it was at the time. It was, you know, like, the monument of Steelers at that time. Like, Joe Green.
Franco Harris, right.
All those guys were on the back, but Terry Bradshaw was on the front. It was a badass shirt. But he had to go home. Because of the logo. Because
it was beer. It was
a beer sponsor.
Yeah, because it was Iron City. You are not allowed to wear an alcohol-related shirt in high school.
Oh, okay. Actually, I want to say my kids, I think my son has worn one of our beer shirts to school. And they didn't seem to care.
Well, but he got in trouble for a shirt.
Oh, yeah, he had an NWA shirt.
No, it doesn't say the words on it.
It says NWA.
NWA. You either know it or you do not know.
Yeah, so the principal reached out to my wife like, hey, look, man.
But he was going as Eazy-E.
Well, this whole thing, it was a dress up
Halloween or whatever it was.
Because he looks like Eazy frickin' E, so we're like... And so the principal never called me. Me and the principal are now friends. I told my wife, I'm like, you missed the opportunity to say, stands for Northwest Attitude. What's the problem? Because now the principal's in that weird position of going, is that what you really believe? In which case you dig your feet in and go, yeah, what did you think it meant? Because I said then, this whole thing, it would have been
away.
A wash. It would have been a wash if you just said, Northwest Attitude. Because now the principal's in that weird position of, what's she going to say to you?
Yes. Also, when I was a kid, the beach was the place to find these t-shirts.
Oh, and
that
always.
That was your goal. Big Johnson's.
Big Peckers.
Big Peckers was a bar in Ocean City. Brass Ball Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Zog's Sex Wax.
Right.
We thought that was...
That was great.
It's a surfboard wax.
Yeah, it is.
But we thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
What was the clam one? It was... The
Bearded Clam.
The Bearded Clam.
The Bearded Clam down on 2nd Street.
But these were actual places. Yeah. But as kid... And here's the thing. As a kid, you could not go in there. It's a bar.
Sure.
But you wanted their shirt.
I was just talking this weekend to somebody, and it's a couple... That I know, like, through some other friends, but they're from New York and New Jersey. When I was talking about going to Ocean City, and they were like, you know, I kind of miss going there. And I was like, it is so trashy.
Yes,
they're like, you were just talking about these t-shirts. You're right. Like, I remember...
Co-ed naked lacrosse. Just things you never even heard of before.
Always.
I mean, but it was like a big deal. I told you, my cousin Tom had the FBI one. Federal Booty Inspector.
Female Body Inspector.
Yeah. And there was like all these different ones. But like it was an arms race in the summer to come back with the most ridiculous shirt.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Got a couple of texts. It says, I have a novelty shirt. I have one that has a grumpy cat. And it says, quote, like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Yeah.
And then someone else, I got in trouble at school for a shirt that showed three pigs mounting each other. The caption was, guess who's making the bacon?
So I have a shirt that looks like the old logo of Washington Commanders.
Okay.
But instead of the Native American dude, it's a white dude. And it just says Caucasians. So I think it's a very funny shirt.
Right.
And like I used to wear it then... what's his name? They used to be on ESPN. He wore it, and they suspended him.
Who's Scott Van Pelt?
No, it was a black dude. Jones, Bahamian.
They suspended him.
They suspended him.
Or he wasn't on the air the next day, and I'm like, Jesus, I have that shirt.
Right.
So I loved it. I used to wear it around, and then I wore it one day thinking people would find it funny when I basically lived in the shop. I went to the corner store, and that lady was like Asian. She was like, I don't think you should be wearing that. And I was like, no, I'm white. I'm making fun of... The team being racist. She was like, I don't know. A little crazy out there. And I'm like, of course. Only in Seattle would I. Like,
yes.
I'm a white guy trying to make fun of white guys. That's the joke.
The fun.
You should have Miles say the joke about Caucasians. We just can't do it on the air.
Last Father's Day, my daughter got me a t-shirt.
Damn it.
And the t-shirt says, F you. You effing F's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've seen it on the video from time to time.
Yeah. So I'm very selective, obviously, when I wear this shirt. Okay, so for an example, typically at this building, the way the tech world works is they're coming in Tuesday through Thursday.
Yeah.
All right? So they are in the office, other offices in this building during those days. I typically will not wear that shirt Tuesday through Thursday.
Really?
Because
those would be the days to wear it.
No, Monday and Friday are when I wear the shirt because there's no one in the building.
Right.
So I'm trying to not. And plus, our staff comes in sometimes on Wednesdays. So just to walk around with
Do
that on.
Do you think our staff would have a bad time if you were wearing that shirt?
No, but it's still like...
Like, that's something... Okay. Castle has a t-shirt. This is no lie, right? And it's too small for him. It doesn't matter. It's a Tool t-shirt. But the guy's self-filleting himself. He's hunched over. Okay, so he hates grocery shopping. And his wife, she'd be like, come on, Ryan. You're going with me to the store. It's like, I really don't want to go. You're going with me to the store. And he goes, hang on. I'm going to change. And she knows what it is. He puts that shirt on.
Oh, dude.
And it makes her angry. But he says, look, if you're going to make me go to the grocery store, I'll go.
Right.
But okay. I'm wearing this shirt.
Probably about a month or two ago.
I will say, I bring up when you wear that shirt with the F-bombs of it, just because I'm like, I wouldn't wear that unless it's a concert.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, that's right there.
I can't remember what the hell it was. It was like the Masters or something that was on. And I went down to Mike's Chili Parlor, which is about a mile walk. So it's a good walk. There's a trail that goes all the way down there. So I get down there, watch some of the tournament. And then I'm walking back, and I'm passing the Fred Meyer. Now, I'm wearing this shirt. F-U, you effing Fs, okay? I don't think this through. I've had a few beers, had a few shots, watch golf, walking back. Oh, man, you know what? I need to pick a couple things up at Fred Meyer. not thinking, right? So I walk into Fred Meyer with a shirt on, and... Obviously, there are a lot of families that shop at the Fred Meyer.
At Fred Meyer, you don't say.
Yes. On Sunday afternoon.
Yes. And there's this kid, he's probably like 8 or 9, right? And he's just staring at me. And he's smiling. And he's looking at me. And I'm like, do I know that
what?
Kid? Like, how would I know a kid? You know, like, I don't know that kid.
Right.
His mom looked at me and went, and she kind of just grabbed him and turned him around and started walking. I'm like, oh, God, I'm wearing that shirt.
Right.
I almost wanted to turn it inside out in the middle of an aisle. And just take my shirt off, you know.
Just be shirtless.
Shirtless for a
second. It's better, man. It's better this way.
So I was like, oh, man. Okay.
The reason I have an issue with it is just there was a lot of T-shirts, right? So years ago in, like, the mid-90s, right, there was an all-star game in Baltimore. Cito Gaston was the Atlantic or American League coach, and he famously didn't put in a bunch of these Orioles players.
Yeah.
So there was all these shirts about beat the Blue Jays. They didn't call them the Blue Jays, something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maryland, for a lot of years, had crazy novelty shirts, right? Like, I have a shirt, you know, somebody, nice girls, bad girl, you know, like, there's pictures with the turtle, like, getting a mouth hug from another mascot. But I remember
it's not offensive. A turtle getting a mouth hug.
We had those shirts, but I remember they just finally started wearing shirts that just said F Duke.
We have F Pitt.
Right, but my brother and I were sitting there. We're both drinking, and he went, they got to star out at least a letter. We were like, we just thought they had given up at that point. Once you just have the full
it's F just letter. Straight up said it, right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, I don't know. Like, your shirt. If there's 3 stars in that shirt, nobody cares.
No.
But once it just says F, you have right,
yeah, exactly. And that's what it says.
Yeah.
The reason we asked, do you have or ever owned a funny T-shirt? A 27-year-old man in Alabama named Ryan Hernandez. He was pulled over last Wednesday because he was swerving all over the road. Cops conduct the field sobriety test. He fails. So then the cops noticed an infant strapped in a car seat in the rear of the vehicle. So this guy just wasn't putting his own life on the line. He was putting the lives of others on the road, also endangering the 2-month-old baby in the backseat.
Jeez.
Now, he was arrested on a slew of charges, DUI, reckless endangerment, open container, improper lane usage, driving without insurance, operating a vehicle with an expired tag. This guy checks all the boxes, right? So he posed for the mugshot at the station. At the time, he was wearing a shirt saying, "You nailed it." It's for a company that he works for called Evermore Homes. And they believe that he is a builder who works there.
Okay.
But it says, "You nailed it."
Ito has some good shirts, man. Like, little kids. They have a lot of really good shirts. For, like, small baby. The one that my wife and I bought, I believe for my daughter, did not go over well with other parents. I just thought it was funny, but it's a shirt, and the letters look like they're vibrating, and it just says, "They shake me." And I'm like, obviously we don't.
Okay.
Because we would not buy, but, and then another one, we did not get this one, but it says, "Now that I'm alive, I'm pro-choice."
Okay.
But again, this is for... infants in onesies.
I got one worse than that. All right. So, God, this is awful, but I'll tell you anyway. All right. So, okay. I have a friend, and she just went through the process of adoption.
Okay.
It was a family friend that they know.
This
all
is
right?
awesome.
This is awful.
This is great.
It's a family friend that they know, okay? She knows them, and I'm not going to get into the details of that, all right? But these two were struggling with some addiction issues. So when the baby was born, the baby was, you know, not in great shape based on the fact that the mom was a user during the pregnancy, all right? They also determined that they did not want to parent this child, but they were going to take it to full term, which they do, okay? So I guess part of the stipulation on this was because they were somewhat related, all right, and they were, she was able to be the first in line for adoption.
Nice.
So they asked her first, and she said, sure, I'm going to take, I'll take him. I'll take the baby, okay?
I think
I'm worried.
All right, I am too. Like, why are we already laughing?
This is horrible. All right.
It's really bad.
Yes, it is. So, okay, so she knows she's going to get the baby and starts that process about a month out as far as getting all the things that she needs, a crib, all the crap, right? But the baby has to go through detox, essentially.
Right.
So the baby has to stay in the hospital, be monitored in the NICU, all that stuff, until the baby is actually clean and ready to be released. So I got the kid a onesie. Now, keep in mind, my friend is black, all right? And the baby is white.
Okay.
So I got a onesie that says, I stole this white baby. And it's really, it's like written in cursive. It's like this baby script.
But the best part of the story is you told me is like, dude, I forgot that I ordered it for her.
Right.
Yeah. So he gets the package in the mail at home.
And I'm like oh no.
It's not as funny now.
Because you can get the onesie, custom made with anything you wanted to, in any different font you wanted to, right? So I picked like this really lovely, beautiful.
I like that the place that does it, no questions asked.
No.
Like, I stole this white baby.
Yeah, like, they just don't care. Have you given it to your friend yet?
Yes, he loves it.
All right.
Yeah. I told you she'd like it because I was like, man, I don't know if I should give it because what did you say? I was like, I was kind of drunk when I did
second,
it.
Second thought, I was like, man, I was like, is this okay? I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
You got to do it.
Yeah. So yeah.
It stole this white baby.
It was a big hit. So this weekend, I finally got to see a picture of the baby.
Oh, did you? In the onesie?
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Well, I have a picture of it. I'll bring you guys my phone. I'll show you a picture of what the onesie looks like.
Oh, right? My God.
But I need to get one with a baby. The baby is cute as hell.
I believe.
Really.
That's why she stole.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, no.
That kind of t-shirt.
Is the baby okay?
The baby looks great.
Okay.
Yeah, the baby is healthy. All right. It's a white baby, though. You know?
It's cool.
I mean, white. Like white.
No, right. Just put a little space in between. Like, oh no, it looks great. It's good to go. It's a white baby.
You know, all white babies are beautiful.
They're born normal.
Yeah. That's not true. I don't know if my daughter's listening or not, but no, I look at that picture I sent out. I'm like, oh my God, because she was born with some problems, right?
Right.
So I sent that picture out to, but well, she was medical issues. So I sent that picture out. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my, because to me, she was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life.
You don't realize how ugly your children are when they're born.
You don't.
You are just like, this is the most beautiful
thing. And it wasn't that she was ugly. She just looked like
ugly.
She looked like she was going through stuff, right? Because she was.
Sure.
But
babies are beautiful. Infants are not, right? So when your kid is first born, like Miles said, man, you are so overwhelmed. You've never felt love like this in your life. Therefore, this thing you're looking at is beautiful. And then about 10 minutes after it kind of wears off, just the initial shock that we had brought life into the world and the doctors are doing some things, then you start looking at it like, you look like my hand that's been submerged in water.
But your parents.
For 9 months. Your eyes are all messed up. There's sticky stuff on you, man. You're still in love with this kid, but the moment you're born, you are not cute.
No. Right.
In fact, when I was born,
you look like a Bigfoot.
Well, yeah. So the husband could not be in the delivery room with the wife, right? So no matter what, the guy had to wait outside. After the baby's born, you walk in. I'm the second one, all right? But my mother says, they finally let your father in. He walks in. He looks at me and just goes, oh. That was his first response.
Now my second kid came out looking like a conehead. And when I mean a conehead, I mean like the movie.
Yeah.
Like the movie. Like, I just gave birth to, like, Dan Aykroyd's, like, he's right. My dad or something. Like, one of his grandchildren. I mean, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, man. And it's very difficult to, because the mom's there, she's still kind of out of it because of the epidural and all the things. So she's kind of just, she went through a lot there. So you don't want to go, God damn, man, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to freak
What'd
her out.
What'd you do to that thing?
You don't want to freak her out.
Is it going to go away?
Yes.
I was just like,
yes.
Did they use the suction cup on her? Because they tried to suction cup. Seriously, man.
And that's what happened.
With all of this medical like a plunger, technology. When the kid's kind of jammed, but not quite stuck. All right, keep in mind, there are computers beeping, they're using high-tech stuff, and then literally, it's a freaking suction cup, and you stick them on top of their head, and you pull their ass out. So they did that with my daughter, but it... When you do, there's a chance you're going to get a cone head anyway, just based on how birth is.
Yeah, the top of their head is not developed.
Yeah, it's super soft.
So it's
So when they pull them out with the suction cup, like when you pull the cup off,
it's like pulling a dent out of a car.
Yeah, but
so you're holding your daughter, and it's like she looks like a pencil, you know. And it's like you don't want to be mean, but you're like, "Hey, doc," and they're like, "Yeah, relax."
Does she need a helmet or anything like that?
Well, also it kind of reforms. It's just that initial pull, and he's not kidding, man. It's like a reverse teardrop.
Right.
You're like, oh my God.
Also, kids are kind of translucent, if that makes sense.
Like, they're weird.
Their pigmentation is not really there yet.
They're like a chameleon.
So when you put the kid under the French fry light, it's almost like you can look right through them.
Yeah.
You see every organ in their body. The
French fry light?
It's kind of like putting a flashlight in your mouth in a tent. You know, you see all the veins in your face.
Just like that, man.
Yeah, but it's like a bit of baby.
We've done that.
It's a red light to keep them warm.
Yeah.
But it's the thing
that you would put your... Is it the French fry light?
It's the French fry light.
Yeah. All the tech that they have, they give everything a different name. And then when you look at it, you're like, that's a hammer. That's a screwdriver. That's a chisel. That's the French fry light. Yeah. And that's a plunger.
It's the same bulb that they use like in old school bathrooms where if you wanted a heater, it would be for the light.
Yeah.
Like red light.
Hey, if it's good enough for brisket, it's good enough for a newborn.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Your guess is as good as my count on 430. Our categories, we have the most happy and unhappy states in the United States of America. And on the other one, all kinds of delicious American beer. We'll play a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine right after emails on a random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jess, let's see what I got here for you.
Could I maybe just say thank you to you guys, all of you, for you guys gave me a birthday shout-out, and the next day after I had surgery, and the whole time I was in the hospital, I listened to you guys, and you kept my spirits up.
How did everything go?
It went really well. I still got staples, 34 of them. I get them out on Friday, so yeah, as good as it could.
Are they inside or outside of
you? Thank you guys
so much. Both. Okay, so you're all sewn up. Jeez, a whiz.
Yeah. It's weird when they remove staples. You think it's going to be this big medical thing. It is a staple remover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really is. Okay, let's see here. Why don't we go with this one? What did you accidentally swallow?
So when I think I was like probably 4 years old or something, maybe three or four. I just barely remember this, but we lived in Grand Junction, Colorado before we moved to Washington. And I had this habit of like sucking on ice cubes, and I put a big ice cube in my mouth and it got lodged in my throat. My mom started freaking out and she was like doing like the Heimlich and doing all this stuff. She got the ice cube out, but that was the closest I ever came to swallowing anything.
That's terrifying.
I've had that happen to me one time.
Yeah.
And it was an ice cube tray cube. So it was a pretty sizable cube. You have to just kind of wait for it to melt.
Did it pop out of your drink or did you pop the ice into your mouth?
It was one of those things
I put the cube in my mouth like a dumbass. And I'm sorry, I don't know if I could say that. But I did this on my own accord.
I was shaking the glass to get the ice off the stock.
The bottom down.
Just shot right down my throat. I was like, oh no.
Did it get stuck?
Yes. Oh, it was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like.
Right, you can't make any sound.
It was solid the whole way through. It was completely plugging the hole. A week ago, so I've been doing these zone things, which are like Zins, right? So the little packet, and they got nicotine in them. And you kind of rip one like you would a Skull Bandit, but they don't have tobacco.
Correct. There's no tobacco. It's just the nicotine. You don't have to spit.
So like with my doctor trying to quit smoking or whatever, he would give me lozenges or gum or anything. This is basically the same thing, just a different way to get your nicotine.
Yeah, but you said these seem more effective.
The ones that I get, because they're nines, they pack a little bit more of a punch.
I can't believe you jumped all the way up to nine.
I smoked for 35 years.
What increments do they come in?
Three, six, nine. There might be more.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
You're surprised that he went with the high. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, if I want to get that zap, man, I mean,
I don't want to get zap.
Look out. I took a big swig of beer and.
You swallowed one of your packs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I just had put it in.
That doesn't seem good.
You know what? Actually, I was worried about the same thing.
Passed and, really good?
But I got the same rush.
Really?
Yes.
So you can do it rectally?
Yes. No, I'm dead serious.
I was saying, I don't think it's good to have that in your body.
I know that. But the question was,
that's why
did it accidentally swallow?
Did it find its way back out?
I have not seen it.
When did this happen? Yesterday or
this
Saturday?
This happened like a week ago.
Hopefully you passed it. I saw a guy swallow a quarter playing chandeliers.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple times.
Like we were at basketball camp, so they're like, you know, everybody just kept asking him, and he's like, no, like he just like, don't ask, I haven't passed it yet. Right. And then finally, like the last day we were there, he was like, good news, I passed it.
Have you ever swallowed a cigarette butt by accident?
Oh yeah, I've had it in my mouth.
Right, I'll spit it out.
Just at like a party
can and I mean, by the time I realized what it was, it ricocheted off my tongue and it just gone down my throat. I'm like, you've got to. I didn't even swallow it. It just followed the beer down. I'm like, really? Okay. It's not awesome.
Reese, we asked, what did you accidentally swallow? For some people, there's nothing they say more thrilling than riding a roller coaster. But now you can experience that while also enjoying the excitement
of eating cicadas. There is an amusement park called Kings Island in northwestern Ohio.
That's a big one.
That is a big, big one. Are they still in the King's Dominion family? I think they are.
Are they?
I believe so. They've been dealing with a massive infestation of cicadas.
Yeah.
I honestly did not know about this until our boss, Dave, walked in the office today, and he is from that area, and he showed us a video of just
he just played the recording.
Of how loud that area is with cicadas in that Ohio area.
That's it. That's the only sound they make, and it's 24 hours a day.
I don't know that they're anywhere else right now.
I don't think so.
I just think they're in that one pocket of Ohio.
Yes, I think last summer, right, they were back in that Maryland area.
Wasn't the 13-year and the 17-year brood popped out at the same time last year? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but they are out.
Well, they're everywhere, outside. And the swarms are so dense that people are being warned to keep their mouths sealed shut when riding on the coasters at Kings Island. Or there's a good chance you'll get a mouthful because several people already have. People are posting videos of the cicadas at the park on TikTok. And others are proudly sharing ride photos of people in their group with their mouths firmly closed, as instructed. This is a much worse story. I don't know if you guys heard about this last week, but a billionaire from India, he was playing polo in England. And he's one of those dudes, obviously he's a billionaire, so he knows, what the hell's the kid's name? William. Prince William.
All right.
Okay.
All right. He plays polo with this guy on a regular basis.
Of course.
So this guy's playing polo, and a bee goes into his mouth and stings him somewhere in the throat, tongue, wherever the hell it had. He died.
Oh, my God. He didn't know he was allergic to bees?
He died. He was...
No, but, like, instantly. Like, dude fell off of a horse bed.
Swallowed it, trying to get rid of the sting and the pain.
Yeah.
Then apparently he just fell off the damn horse and dropped dead.
Like, that's how quick this bee took him out.
Damn. Yes. That is... I mean, you're a billionaire. You know how to play polo. This is not how you go, you know? Because you have enough money to take care of just about anything.
Now,
right?
Do you say he died doing what he loves? That's what people always say. I'm like, what, in pain, falling off of a horse? Hey, no.
But he was doing what he loved. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's a fun pastime.
But they always say he died doing what he loved. Like, you know, some guy's mountain climbing, slips, falls off the cliff. I'm like, but the last thing he did was slip and fall off of a cliff. He did not love
it. Okay.
If you have a heart attack while you're mountain climbing, I go, you died doing what you love. You slip off of the mountain, you take a tumble. I'm like, he did not love this.
So
that
me,
is not how he died.
To me. So last Monday, you guys saw that guy hit a hole in one while standing on top of a toilet.
Correct.
We did. I should tell that guy. I've showed that video 10 times this weekend.
He just took a standard swing. The toilet was not moving. To me, polo seems like one of the hardest sports that I can imagine. Because I have a difficult enough time riding a horse and just staying on that thing steady.
Yeah.
But to wind up, swing a big-ass stick and hit that small ball off the ground, to me, that sounds almost impossible to do. I can't even imagine.
How many polo players are on the quote-unquote field or pitch at the same time?
Four, maybe? I don't know.
I'll be honest.
Polo is one sport I do not know a lot about.
It just seems to me like that would be the hardest sport
right,
to learn.
Four or five of them, maybe?
I guess.
But horses are so big.
They're huge.
Each team has four players.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I can't play croquet that well, and I can't horse ride, so I'm screwed in this sport.
Yeah, just things like there's so, and that.
I saw that boy playing croquet, and I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll buy you a horse. You're going to be a future polo player."
What is the thing called you whack the ball with?
Mallet?
Is it a mallet?
I believe so.
Okay,
I'm guessing
that mallet is like 6 feet long.
Yeah, we're on top of a horse,
and the head on it is about the size of a pool cue, or a cue ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not that much bigger than that.
They call it a polo stick.
Oh, polo stick.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Yeah, what should we call it?
Polo stick. I'm out of ideas, dude. It's a polo stick.
I mean, I guess it's not that much different than a baseball bat.
Yeah.
You wonder if there's ever any debate.
Or a tennis racket.
Right. What kind of racket is it? It's a tennis racket, goddammit. We're playing tennis. I go, okay. So not be clever.
And it's a pickleball racket.
Right.
That's how tennis players are. That aggressive and angry.
That's a tennis racket.
What are you doing in the club?
A tennis racket. Hello, Camille. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Beautiful wife, Camille. All right, let's see here. Loving wife. Camille, when should you have just kept your big, fat mouth shut? That is the way it's phrased here from our own Steve the Thrill Hill, by the way.
Yeah, no matter who
you
are.
When should you have just kept your big, fat mouth shut, he says.
Yeah, but Miles made the determination, Camille, that you obviously have a big, fat mouth.
That's right.
So he decided to target that question to you.
You're not wrong.
Oh, good.
Man, I would have to say probably high school. I was talking smack about the wrong person, and I got a black eye for it.
Now, did someone tell them that you were talking about them, or did they overhear you?
Yeah, somebody, you know, the high school stuff. She said.
And did they just roll up to you and punch you, or what?
Oh, yeah. She clocked me out of nowhere. I was not expecting it. I didn't even get a chance to swing back.
Did she knock you out?
Close to it, yeah.
And what do you remember the subject matter of why this all went down and what you said?
You know, it was mean girl stuff back in the day. She was very popular around high school.
Okay.
With the boys.
I know what that means.
She got a big fat mouth, too.
Yes, she does. And she used it well.
Well, so what did you say? You just let everybody know that what she was up to, I guess?
Yeah, she took a dial, like, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why did she care if you knew if all the boys knew?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me like half the population is already aware of this and is actively pursuing you once word gets out, right?
Right. So that's why I was really caught off guard. I mean, everybody kind of knew her number was on the bathroom stall. It was one of those.
For real, it was?
For real. Marshall High School in Green Lake.
Oh, my God.
So, look, some of the best advice I ever got when I started dating in high school.
Don't call this number.
Was from my stepfather.
All right.
And he said, I don't know what you're doing, but I have a pretty good idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I would ever suggest to you based on personal experience is that you tell none of your friends what you are doing.
Why was that his theory?
Because as soon as I told, if I were to tell one of my friends what I was doing.
He's going to tell everyone?
And then I'm going to lose the one thing that I enjoyed doing
right.
at the time.
Right. Once the word okay, you, I see
if
his
you start, if you start that rumor mill
yeah.
and that goes around, then there's going to chance that your free hamburgers are cut off.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a hamburger again. At least you're going to pay for it.
I like that that's his angle. Like, hey, I don't know what you're up to, but if you want to continue doing it,
don't
tell
anyone.
No one.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah. That's kind of the Italian way, actually. It's just
it makes sense.
Keep your mouth shut, right?
Well, the other issue, too, is that like people might know everything. That girl might have been that girl in that school, but like her talking about it is to like, well, that's what the results in.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, there's reason it's gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you just liked Fritos.
Now, have any of you guys almost gotten in trouble with your mouth
yes.
on an airplane or in the airport experience, we'll say?
Yeah, once in customs and one on a flight that I was on a flight with you. I don't know if the flight attendant liked us or not, but I remember it ended with us each assaulting each other with a magazine.
Because you hit her with a magazine, then she hit you back.
No, she hit me, then I hit her ass
that's
back.
That's right. Because she smacked you.
Yeah, she smacked me, so I grabbed my magazine and hit her back.
I'm like, this game is on. We're going to get kicked off this flight, mid-flight. He's going to go, meow, land that bastard.
Yeah, she looked shocked.
I mean, I still got on the plane, but they definitely stopped me at the gate after a couple layovers, and they said, we think you're drunk. And I said, okay, like I won't drink on the plane. They said, we think you might be too drunk to board. I said, why do you think that? And he said, do you know the guy you just high-fived? And I went, no.
That was the tell. You,
random high-five guy? That's enough to get you kicked off a plane?
I guess.
Why? To me, it'd be like, at least this guy's decent.
Hey, look, it was fine. The woman behind the counter, I always say, she just kind of put her finger up and was like, just sit down and be quiet.
Sit
that was
down
the, like,
and
I said,
shut up.
Well, after he said, I think you might, you don't know that guy. I said, no. And then I said, you can't leave me here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
He's from St. Louis. He did not take that well.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I got on the plane and they were like, look, I promise. I won't even order anything. Just let me get on the plane. I was coming back from Miami. This was like stop three or whatever. It had been a lot of layovers. So I got on the plane. It was fine. But yeah, he goes, do you know the man you just high-fived? No. That's why we think you're drunk.
The hardest.
Sorry, I high-fived a random
guy. If you know this guy, he could very well be sober and do the same thing. Of all the people I know, Ted might just high-five him.
The hardest thing for me is just to keep my mouth shut, which is always the challenge. Because I know if I've done it, I'm mad and I'm fuming on the inside,
right.
But I did it.
Sure.
I just kept my mouth shut. Could I have a Jack and Coke, please? Or a Jack and Diet? No. Well, why not? I'm not serving you. Why not? Because I'm not serving you. I haven't said a word. Mm. I mean, like, I don't know the person I'm sitting beside. I am not.
Is this a woman in Anchorage?
No, that was at the Chi-Chi. That was at the Chili's to go.
So this is a different one.
This was on the actual aircraft.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No.
It's the same thing in the airport.
No.
He hadn't said a word.
Had you hit the button?
No. I had before. But then I learned to just walk back and be nice and ask for it in the bag.
We were on a flight, they cut Miles' ass off, all right? I could still get drinks, and then he's sitting in the row behind me. I see his hand over my head, and I'm like, man, don't.
I dinged his button.
So sure enough, flight attendant walks up. Now, keep in mind, I've been drinking Jack and Coke. You've been, is it vodka and something? We were drinking different
things. Depends on whatever I was drinking at the time.
But the lady walks back, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a double vodka soda? And so she looks at me, and she goes, is this for the man sitting behind you? I'm like, no, man, it's for me. Well, he's been drinking double vodkas and soda. I'm like, oh, no, I heard him. It sounds good, man. She's like, you've been drinking Jack and Coke. I said, I know that, but I heard him order a double vodka soda. It sounded really good, so can I get one? And she stands there like you have three Mississippi, doesn't say anything. She comes back. She hands it to me.
She knows you're lying through your teeth.
She does. But if you're not going to call me out on it, right? So even when she brought the drinks back, because, again, when you buzz them for something like that, they're already pissed. They're already mad at Miles, and they know goddamn well I'm getting this. For mom, but I refuse to admit this. So she hands me the drinks and still just stands there looking at me. So I'm like cracking it open kind of slow, like I had to mix it together. And as soon as she sauntered off, I'm like, here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew. That's the first thing she said. Is this for the man behind you? No.
I went out on a few dates with a girl who listened to the show, but she was a flight attendant.
Okay.
So like, we've been out like two or three times. And one time we're just kind of sitting there and she goes, I don't want to bring up your work. I go, what's up? She goes, you've got to tell Miles, stop pushing the button. Because you would always go, it's fine. And
ding,
I was
ding,
like,
ding,
it is not fine. And she was like, look, I like all you guys, but like, if you press the button, A, like they're annoyed, it's for emergency. And she's like, B, I pretty much know you're already drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, no kidding. She was like, yeah. Like, just, she was
dead
ass.
Well, change the light. The button has the attendant there with a drink in hand.
There's also.
Does it? I've never noticed that.
I know, but they make that announcement. It's not like the old days. Just trust me. Telling people, shut your mouth and wait for the cart. Right?
Like, I believe you, but change the damn button. That sets a false precedent.
Yeah. Well, there used to be ashtrays.
Yeah.
For years and played. You still couldn't smoke on them.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start hitting the button where my kid is sitting, see? Because they're not going to get mad at a young kid. Until my kid's like, can I get a Jack and Coke? Like, no, son, you can't.
So, somebody.
Damn it, so close.
Okay, someone might have got a talking to because there's a 3-drink minimum at SeaTac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I go to the.
There's a minimum?
Maximum.
Sorry, max.
I was like, no kid.
Maximum, sorry. So I go to this bar, it's one bar I go to all the time, right? So I'm sitting there, and the manager walks up and he goes, what's the rule, Miles? And I said, 3 drinks. He goes, that's correct. 3 drinks. And he walks away.
Oh.
I was like, ah. But typically
what I'll do is, 4?
No, typically what I'll do is I get a 22-ounce beer and a double shot for a plane. That's basically what I drink for the most
part. But that's it. That covers
the
whole thing.
But the time for that, I must have got another one. It got the bartender in trouble.
Oh, really?
From the manager.
Oh, no.
So he remembers. She wasn't there. He remembers me. He walks up. He's like, 3 drinks, Miles. What's the rule?
Do you know why that happened?
3 drinks.
Do you know why that happened?
No.
Because I didn't. Went to the airport, I'm flying to Austin, I think it was, and the bartender explained that to me. She goes, all right, because I got a double and I got a beer. And she goes, that's all your drinks. And I'm like, I just got here. She goes, look, it's a 3-drink maximum. It's not just our bar, it's all the bars. It's SeaTac. And I'm like, when in the hell did this start? So according to her, it was not at her bar, but a female passenger overdid it, as a lot of people do at the airport bars, but she fell down at the bar and peed herself.
Oh.
And she didn't fall down.
Oh, no.
Like, she tripped and hurt herself. She fell down and she's hammered, like, just passed out on her own on the floor and wet her pants. So,
it's a hell of a layover.
Not a good look, obviously. So, that's when they put this thing in. But the pro tip here is bartender explained it's a 3-drink maximum at any given
bar.
So she's like,
then
we knew we're done here.
Then you go to the tequila bar upstairs.
You walk right across the hall.
Then you go to the in-gate bar.
So I went to like 4 different bars. Because once you say that, it feels like a challenge, you know?
Raise my ass once you just...
I the manager walked by and name-checked you.
Yeah,
what's the rule, Montgomery?
Miles, what's the rule?
Three drinks.
Sorry.
I remember you. You talked to me before.
I remember you.
Alaska Airlines flight had a little bit of a problem taking off. A flight scheduled for Walla Walla. was halted after a remark was reported at the port of Seattle police. The flight crew adhered to safety protocols by taxiing the aircraft to the outbound runway, which is the furthest from the terminal, because when you threaten a bomb,
yeah,
they take the plane as far out as possible. Authorities arrested the suspect. All passengers were deplaned for a thorough canine inspection of the aircraft and baggage. No suspicious items were discovered. The runway did reopen at 1:45. And by 2, passengers were transported by bus for rebooking.
That is so annoying.
But that's the other issue, too. It doesn't matter how small it is. Like, they have to treat it.
They have to, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like the emergency it is.
Okay. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up at 4:30. The category is the happiest and unhappiest states and delicious beer. And we got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.